Okay, we are back. This morning we're going to do, this is a second version of a roundtable we did about a year and a half ago. It's our, I'll just call it our millennial roundtable. On the line with us, Adam Nunn. He is the president of Nunn Design Showplace. They're out of Wisconsin. And Justin Atchison. He heads Builders Floor Covering and Tile. Both are, I would describe, as millennials. And gentlemen, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Dave, for the invite.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you having us come back.
Well, now, I should also say that Scott Appel was supposed to be with us, but unfortunately he wasn't able to make it, so we're going to go on ahead, unfortunately, without him. Let me ask each of you, if you would, to give us a little thumbnail of your business, and I'll ask you, Adam, to start off.
Of how business is going so far?
Well, no, just so everybody can get a feel for what your particular business is like and how many stores you have and the products you sell and that kind of thing.
So we've got four store locations in southern Wisconsin. Madison and Milwaukee are the main markets that we cover. We have a strong mix of business in the different segments. So we have both retail, single family, multifamily, as well as commercial. We have flooring. We do a lot of flooring, cabinets, countertops, and as well as appliances. So we really hit on a lot of different product categories as well.
Very interesting. Justin?
Well, we're a very similar mirror image in the South. Probably, Dave, since we've talked, one of the biggest differences is we have actually been acquired by a private equity firm, and during that there was a roll-up of about 11 different companies. So now we operate in four different states. So we now have about 13 different showrooms throughout those states. We service, similar to Adam, the builder community, multifamily, commercial, and we have retail showrooms as well. Product mix is, you know, countertops, cabinets, appliances, lighting, flooring. We also have a very large group that does mirror shelving, shower doors, and locks. Fireplaces and garage doors. We have four different manufacturing facilities that do various things, from obviously the fabrication of the countertops to the mirror fabrication, glass fabrication, tempering. We build custom garage doors and mantles and different pieces. So certainly gotten a lot larger since last time
I should say so. Now, you guys are both have both expanded into non-floor covering products. Off the top of your head, do you think that that's really an avenue that many retailers are going to have to take here to survive going forward? And jump in, anybody, when you want to.
I would say yes. I mean, I think that the consumer experience is looking to go towards a shopping experience that they can bundle products. I mean, to be honest, I don't think Adam or I or anybody else getting into this is really leading it, to be honest. The big boxes were the first to do it. The difference is I think we're filling a niche that is, at least in our markets, we're filling that niche that is targeted towards more of the custom or upper-end consumer. But I think that it certainly brings about a healthy mix of product and allows the consumer experience to be more pleasing. And I'd also add that it allows you to increase your margin overall, because it's harder for them to shop you when they've put together multiple product categories with one experience. You know, it's harder to go get that from your competition.
Adam?
Yeah, I agree a lot with what Justin had to say. I think the biggest thing, you know, you've heard the saying, time is money. And I think especially with some of the younger demographic and even some of the older demographic, I think convenience is what people want right now. And by having more products, it's less businesses and phone calls the consumer has to make. So now they can make one phone call instead of having to make three, four, five, or in Justin's case, you guys have seven or eight different businesses. So the convenience, I think, is the biggest thing for the consumer today, and I think you'll see more retailers showing more than just one product category. I think you will see that, Dave.
Well, it seems to me, too, that so many retailers tell me that there's just fewer customers walking in the front door. And I suppose many of these customers are going to buy some of these other items if they're doing a remodel. They're going to buy it from somebody. It might as well be them.
Yeah, I think your average ticket price goes up. The other thing it allows you to do, especially for us, is certainly there's a pricing strategy that gets involved to have, you know, maybe a loss leader that you bring people in the door, but then you pick up the rest of the business as well. So there's a lot of strategy that I would say you can utilize in that way, as well as, like Adam said, people are busier, and it's harder to get them to even come in the showroom. So once they're there, you got to maximize everything you can get out of them while they're there.
Makes total sense. Let me ask you about business so far this year. Everybody's telling me that it's looking a lot better. Are you both seeing that?
Yeah. I mean, on our end, Dave, up here in Wisconsin, the market's been strong. You know, certain sectors have been better than others. So our, obviously, multifamily business has been booming. The commercial business has been extremely strong. Even the single family, I just got building permits year-to-date through July yesterday, and in both markets, they're up. So those have all been very strong. Retail, truthfully, you know, our walk-in traffic count has been, I would call, average. I wouldn't say it's up. I wouldn't say it's down, but it's average over what we've been doing the last couple of years. But, you know, you're getting a lot more people that are coming in on the retail, and they're a lot more educated than they ever have been before. And when they come in, they know what they want. And so before they'd come in and browbeat, and now it seems like the consumer's coming in a lot more educated, and they're doing a lot of the research before they ever come in.
Interesting.
The retail business has been neutral. The other businesses have been very strong for us.
I got you. Justin?
Yeah, I would say very similarly, our business is strong. It's steady. It's we're up year-to-date overall. Our builder business is incredible. Obviously, in the South, we're seeing a very large increase in single-family permits, and we service that market very heavy. Commercial's doing well. Seems like upper-end commercial, you know, Class A office space and commercial that tends to want to spend a little more money and have a little more margin to it. I would kind of say our retail business, Dave, is actually down. And when I referred to it as down, maybe not down in the sense of numbers. Our numbers are pretty steady as far as our actual sales volume, but our traffic count is definitely down. And to Adam's point, when they're coming in, you know, the sales process is typically a little faster, and the consumer is walking in typically already with a product in mind, a category in mind, and really they're coming in just to verify product and then, you know, pursue, you know, having you install it. Or the process is a little faster, and the traffic count as far as retail is definitely.
I see. Now, with levels of business, oh, I say in the commercial anyway, being up over what it was, say, last year, is that putting stress on parts of your business? And if so, what? And what sort of actions are you taking, if that's the case? And let me ask you that first, Adam.
You know, there's definitely, you know, bad times, bad problems, good times, good problems, Dave. And the biggest issue, obviously, everybody knows about it, is labor. We don't have enough skilled labor in our industry right now. You know, a lot of people are trying to train and get installers up to speed as quickly as they can. But labor has been an issue up here, definitely up in Wisconsin. And I know a lot of the other flooring companies I talk with also are having labor issues. You know, one of the other stresses I think that we're seeing, too, is the manufacturing side. You know, manufacturers are having trouble finding good employees and personnel as well, and we're actually seeing some of our claims as a ratio of our business go up, both on the literally across all sectors, wood, on the carpet side, commercially. We're just having a lot more claims, and I think a lot of that has to do with just, you know, they're having an increase in business, and they're having tough time training and finding good labor as well. So That's probably two of the biggest stressors that we've seen on our end is just the increase in claims and obviously the labor shortage.
Mm-hmm. Justin?
Yeah, certainly labor is, I think, an industry-wide crisis. You know, I think if we look back at the recession and what it did to the training of folks, you know, really there was an 8-year gap there where there was no apprenticeship going on, and so it left a gap of time that had not been present in 20 years prior. So I think the labor shortage is real, and it's something that's going to take some time to catch up to. We certainly feel those pains and pressures, especially on the commercial jobs, because they require larger crews. Mm-hmm. I would certainly also tell you the travel factor has gone up, you know, as far as costs. One of the things we have to balance on commercial projects is the travel expenses. You know, it seems like that's a really big factor these days that maybe wasn't as large of an issue in the past. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, you know, kind of piggybacking on what Adam was saying about the manufacturers, we've certainly as well seen a claims ratio increase. But in addition to that, we're having a really tough time getting orders fulfilled in a timely manner with the manufacturers because they're just not holding. They're either not holding the inventory to sustain their business growth, or they have cut back because of obvious fears from the past recession to not hold the inventory levels that they used to. So our order fulfillment rate has dwindled, and that's across the board. But on a commercial project, you know, there's strict timelines, and when you can't hit those timelines, that certainly plays into the role.
And that's fairly recent. I mean, that's something you've only seen this year and late last year.
Yeah, I'd say the last 6 months. You know, really, it's first quarter, second quarter this year, and we've addressed some of those issues with some of the mills and manufacturers, and certainly, I think they're trying to get their hands around it. But I can't say that it's resolved as of today.
This is going to conclude the first part of a 3-part series. We're talking with two retailers, two millennial retailers, multi-store owners. With us, Adam Nunn. He's the president of Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring. And Justin Atchison, the owner of Builders Floor Covering and Tile, based in Atlanta, now a multi-state operation. We'll air part 2 of this conversation this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.